This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Wilson.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, motor works, rental works, yeah! Big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
The former Alabama quarterback and now analyst for the Crimson Tide Sports Network joins us every single Friday at 7, courtesy of Craneworks. John Parker Wilson, how are you, man?
I'm good. The three amigos are back together. It's good to be with you guys.
Vacation is over. It's almost football season.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. It's football season, but the vacation is over. It's back to the grind. If
I had taken you back to 2008 and had told you one day Nick Saban will allow ESPN cameras almost full reign in his program and show everything that happens, would you have believed me?
Probably not. I think we've come a long way, and with media and in the way of media, and we receive media as consumers, and you know, whether it's on our phone or social media, and I think this is pretty awesome access into the program. I didn't get to watch it last night. I was working late, but I got it on DVR, plan on watching this weekend. But I think it's pretty awesome that he allows access like that to the program. You know, kind of probably started with the NFL Hard Knocks and how successful that was. But I think this is great for the fans. And I think it's really good for recruiting also. You know, these kids that are sitting in their high school living room across the country are getting a little sneak peek of what it would be like to come work for Coach Saban. So I think it is awesome that he let it do it, and awesome that we as fans get to see what it's like, because training camp is different in college than it is in the pros. And it's just kind of sneak peek access that we've never seen before.
When Nick Saban was talking about conditioning and practice, he said, look, we don't try to break the players. It's just really hard. Go back to 2007 to 2008, and I know it was a huge transition for you guys under Saban, but did it seem like he was trying to break the players? Was it that hard?
I don't think he's trying to break you this time during the summer. It is about getting ready for the first kickoff. Now, I think spring and what we used to call mat drills, and now they call it fourth quarter workout, I think that might have been a little more trying to break us. But this time of year, and ever since, you know, Coach Saban kind of revolutionized with this kickoff game and having a huge non-conference game to start the season, kind of let your team know where it is, it is about getting ready for it. Now it's completely different with no 2 days. But yeah, I think he's a lot more calculated than the old school. Let's go out there and try to kill the guys and not give them water and salt pills only. There'll be a stretch in there where he'll give the guys 2 days off just because he knows that you got to recover. And that the season's so long. You can't throw it all out there in these first 4 weeks during camp, and then run out of gas come November.
And the NCAA has helped that out a bit with some rules they put in there with mandated days off. John Parker Wilson's with us, brought to you by our friends at Craneworks every week. One thing that the fans noticed yesterday in the coaches' meeting were the big binders, the scouting reports, and the one that was up, pulled from its place on the shelf and laying on top was the 2011 Arkansas scouting report. And everyone pointed, oh, look how big that is. Why do they have 2011? Bobby Petrino. So you do a lot of, even with coaches, you go way back to jobs they had previous, right, as they prepare for Louisville, and that's part of the lead up, the scouting report leading into the Louisville game.
Yeah, no question. The hardest thing to get ready for is the first few weeks, just because you don't have any tape on what the team's going to do. Usually during a typical game week, we would go back and watch the last probably 4 or 5 games and really break those down and really study them and know what they did on every third down and every red zone attempt and every 2-minute situation. So the start of the season's tough, and you go back and dig up anything you can, whether it's the 2011 Arkansas or whether, I can remember going back and watching old VHS tapes of coaches, because We didn't have anything else on them. So you're just trying to do anything you can. And, you know, it's we have so many coaches now and so many analysts on staff. And, you know, that gives you the ability to go back and really drive through 2011 Louisville or Arkansas when you have that kind of staff. So you're trying to get any advantage you can and just do as much due diligence going into the first game. And it's so tough. First game's tough because the unknown is so great.
John Parker Wilson, the former Alabama quarterback, now analyst on the Crimson Tide Network, with us courtesy of Craneworks, the group to call for crane and equipment rental, the fixture on our show, and that big dog is a fixture on our city, Skyline. And they bring us John Parker Wilson, Feinbaum, and Tom Luganbill every single week. We thank them for that. The Jalen Hurts comments after Fan Day got a ton of publicity in this state, obviously, and it seems so out of character for that program, John Parker Wilson, that a quarterback would come out and be kind of that open and talk about, I don't think my coaches were bold enough to talk to me. I've built my brand and things like that. Were you surprised by what he said? And how do you think it was received in a locker room?
You know, I was surprised just because it's, you know, something we haven't heard before. I mean, I think it's completely fine. I think Coach Saban said that pretty quickly of, you know, every player is entitled to his own opinion. And he went to the leadership council and talked to them. I don't think in a locker room it's a problem at all. I think it's great that the players are telling us what we think. You know, we always want these guys to be honest and open and candid with us. And he was. And I thought it was great. And you could get that out of the table and then, you know, talk about it and move forward. But, you know, Coach Saban does give you a place to voice your opinion. And you know, I think he addressed it really well of saying, hey, our players are, and there's going to be a lot of guys that do have opinions that don't vibe with anybody else on the team, but you just talk about it, you get through it, and I don't think it's would be any issue in the locker room. I mean, guys talk about all kind of stuff in the locker room, and I'm sure that was talked about amongst other guys, so I don't think it's any kind of distraction at all. I know we talked a lot about it throughout the state, you know, the fans, but I don't see that being a distraction at all, because we've had, you know, in a locker room, you have a lot of different conversations like that. Look at the family in there, and it just, you know, it is what it is.
As a former quarterback, you got ready for the season with practice and scrimmage, but now as a color analyst, how do you get ready for Louisville and Orlando? Do you and Eli get together and do some run-throughs?
Yeah, definitely. Since, you know, we've never done it before. We've never worked together. We've done plenty of events and things together. We actually did one last night at Bryant-Denny Stadium together, but calling the game is something completely different. So I've gone back and watched old games and listened to him, old games in the past, and we're going to, you know, the players have a scrimmage tomorrow. They've got one next Saturday. We're going to get together, go to the booth, and do a little test run just like we would if it was a live game day. So trying to get used to each other and obviously learning a lot from him, because he's been doing it for 30 years now, and just trying to pick up on little things that there's going to be some growing pains in the first few games. So we're just trying to cut as many of those out we can before we kick off against Louisville.
So I understand the scrimmage because there's something going on the field below you, but last night at Bryant-Denny Stadium, what were you using to practice your play call?
We weren't practicing play call last night. Last night was the National Alumni Association group. So we were just doing an event together. But I think the more that we can do to be together and stuff like that, I mean, you guys do it all the time. You just develop a rapport together. So it was good to be with them last night. I'll be with them again tomorrow. And then, you know, again next Saturday. And we talk, you know, a few times a day during the week. So, you know, kickoff's 21 days for us, too, and we're trying to get ready also.
Who was the best speaker that they brought in to speak to the team in your couple of years there? Because last night they had Kobe Bryant come in and speak to the Alabama football team. Did you have a big name like that your 2 years? Were they even doing that back in your day?
No, I don't think we were doing it. I think we had Dr. Kevin Elko come in a couple times, which is a great speaker, but no Kobe Bryant. It is pretty cool. I mean, having these different guys, and I know Coach Saban says his message so many times, but I know in his press conference, he's storing away some of these quotes that these guys gave. I like that the one about why can't you give 100% of the time, 100% when 100% of the time it's up to you? I mean, these are all things, you know, I use them in my everyday life. And I think, I wish we would have some guys like that. Kobe Bryant, though, that's going to be tough to top.
Yeah, different budget 10 years later.
That's next level, yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I was thinking, though? If Kobe and Nick Saban just went to random Tuscaloosa restaurant afterwards for a bite to eat, who gets more swamped, Nick Saban or Kobe?
I think Kobe.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, look at the new recruit Saban's with.
Yeah, it'd be a heck of a wide receiver out there.
Boy, that'd be a target.
And he looks a little like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I think Saban takes the kick right there.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson, good friend of ours. He is also the analyst at the Crimson Tide Sports Network, and the former Alabama quarterback joins us each week courtesy of Craneworks.
Yeah, Craneworks has offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville, and they're the Southeast leader for crane and equipment rental. Give their experienced team a call when it's time to plan your next lift, machinery move, or rigging project. And don't forget, the Rental Works division is ready to serve you with a full lineup of equipment rental for jobs both big and small. And the Rental Works offers something that other guys can't: qualified operators for all equipment, including aerial and earth-moving equipment. So check them out at craneworks.com.
John Parker, we appreciate it, brother. Have a great weekend.
See you.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.